What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way here on patreon.com/kindafunny and patreon.com/kindafunnygames. It's me, Greg Miller. Happy to speak to you. Happy to talk to you. Happy to celebrate Superman Legacy. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, Superman and Lois Lane have been cast for Superman Legacy, the new Superman film that will kick off the DCU. Don't worry about the Blue Beetle character being in the DCU. We're talking about the actual movie that'll start the DC. It's confusing. Don't worry about it. Calvin Perez writes in and says, Greg, this is an emergency Greg Way bulletin. Superman and Lois have been cast in Superman Legacy. Thoughts? Follow-up. What do you look for in the casting of these characters? Any must-haves for them or their chemistry? So, of course, yesterday I thought I was doing God's work, but it turns out I was doing Satan's work. And what I did is, of course, recorded Greg Way early, put it up. I was in the car. I was driving. I was toot, toot, toot. And I said, well, I wasn't driving a train. And I said, it's done. Nothing will happen that I'll need to commentate on that I won't have a game show to talk on because I had so many game show to talk on. And then what happens? Superman Legacy gets cast. James Gunn writing, directing, of course. But now we know, of course, that David Corensweat will be Superman / Clark Kent and Rachel Brosnahan will be Lois Lane. Thoughts right off the bat, Calvin, go like this. I'm offended in myself. I'm saddened by my lack of podcast to talk on about content. Because, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? Years ago, I believe during the pandemic, but I can't remember, but at least in the apartment me, Jen, and Lucy shared, years ago, a show came out called Hollywood. And it was this, like, 1950s, you know, look at the golden era of Hollywood, but it was all made up, and there was all these people in it, and it turned out, like, they were doing this interracial stuff, and then they were doing this gay stuff, and it was turned out it was, like, fictionalized Hollywood in the 50s or 40s or 20s or whenever it was, and so they did all that stuff, and it was like, it's gonna ruin you, and guess what, it didn't ruin them, it made them, and it was awesome, and yada yada, but it was, you know, racism existed back then, and people were bad to gay people back then. And so they were like, God, that fucking sucks. And what I'm driving at is that this man, Superman, this man, Clark Kent, this man, David Corensweat, whose name, no, I have not remembered, was in it as a character named Jack. And I shit you fucking not, ladies and gentlemen. I'm watching this shit with Jen, and I go, God damn, he'd be a great Superman. Just like I did for Superman and Lois's Tyler Hoechlin, right? When I was watching that movie he did, I think with Linkletter, where he was the bunch of baseball players or whatever. I was watching that movie and I was like, Henry Cavill's doing a great job, but this guy got screwed over. He would have been a great Superman. I got the fucking eye, ladies and gentlemen. And here's the other thing about it, is that I get this question all the time in the lead up to Superman Legacy and everything else. People were like, yo, who should be Superman? Who should be Clark Kent? Who should be Lois Lane? And I was like, you know what? I don't know enough actors that are up and coming. I can tell you voice actors. Travis Willingham, of course, put him in. But I was like, I don't know. And then it turned out I fucking knew the guy. Not in real life. I don't really know David. And I have to keep looking at the sheet of paper for what his name is because I just knew it was Jack from Hollywood. But I fucking knew the guy. I knew who it should be because I got the fucking eye. James Gunn, let me in. Let me cast Perry White. It should be me. No. Thoughts off the bat. So, David, I know from Hollywood. You might say, oh, of course, you know Rachel, as you check the notes there, from Marvelous Miss Maisel. No, Nick watches that. I have not watched that. But what I have watched a lot of, ladies and gentlemen, of course, was House of Cards. And so I knew her from House of Cards there and thought she was awesome in House of Cards. And so when I saw her face, I was like, that's awesome. They got the girl from House of Cards and Westworld. And then they're like, wait, she was in Westworld? And I was like, yeah, Rachel Lee Cook. And they're like, no, that's Rachel Evan Wood. And I'm like, well, who the hell is this woman then? And so then I figured out that this was Rachel Brosnahan. My thoughts are, awesome, let's fucking go. I think they both looked the part. I've seen them in other things and like them. Again, when I was watching David play Jack here in Hollywood, obviously he's got the look. Good-looking brunette boy. But on top of that, he had a lot of heart and soul to him, and he was playing a very emotional character, right? There was a lot of stuff going on there that I really appreciated and liked about it. So I thought that was awesome, and I was appreciative of it, and I thought he was good at that, and I think he can bring that to Superman, and that's what gets me so excited about Superman Legacy, and of course, James Gunn doing it. James Gunn, of course, just on Friend of the Show, Michael Rosenbaum's podcast, Inside of You, where he talked about not superhero fatigue, but I think that, not superhero fatigue, but as he said, audiences just getting fatigued with fucking superhero movies that don't matter, that don't have anything to say. So the fact that James Gunn, who I do trust implicitly when it comes to motion pictures, is out there saying, you know what, I have something to say about Superman Legacy, I think it's going to be dope as hell. I think it's going to be awesome to see him have something to say about a character that is, you know, truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. Like, I think that's going to ring through, and I think it'll be a little bit different than, not like his hard edge stuff like Guardians or whatever, but, you know, Guardians are the lovable losers, right? Same thing with Suicide Squad. I'm excited to see what he does with, like, a main tier superhero, a triple A superhero, and where we go for that. So thoughts for these two. I like their work before that I've seen, which is limited. I think they look the part, which is great, and I'm just stoked to see it. What do I look for in the casting of these characters? What I was saying, right? Again, Hart, you know how much I believe that Superman is not Superman. He is not Kal-El. For me, Superman is Clark Kent. He is Tom Welling from Smallville. He was raised in Kansas, I know, but a fictionalized version of Kansas where they have electricity. He's raised with, you know, values of Martha and Jonathan, and he knows to be a good person. He has absolute power, and rather than let it corrupt him, he uses it for the good of all mankind. That's what I want. And so I think, you know, when I look for a cast like that, a character like that, you want to see somebody that you can believe in. And again, from what his character was in Hollywood, I really appreciated that. I thought I got that from him, you know, that he was striving for a good thing. And Lois Lane, of course, you know, you want a hard as nails, but human, loving heart underneath it all, a reporter. And I think, you know, again, for what I've heard about Marvelous Miss Maisel, I think you can get there. You need vulnerability, right? But you need attitude. And I think I saw that in House of Cards. So excited for what Rachel brings to the character as well. Any must-haves for them in chemistry? I mean, you need to have them working together, I think. If you want to go to people who I think got it wrong, never that I'm throwing stones, of course, for Clark and Lois, I would jump to Kate Bosworth and Brandon Routh. Brandon Routh, I do think, got a very raw deal in Superman Returns. Not a great script to work with, too beholden to the Christopher Reeve movies. But I thought his portrayal of that Clark, of that Superman, and then, of course, what we saw in Crisis on Infinite Earths when he got to be Superman again, and then even when he was just the Atom, right, in the Arrowverse, I thought Brandon killed it. However, I thought Kate Bosworth did not. Kate Bosworth always seemed wooden to me. I think she was too young to be Lois Lane, at least the version of Lois they were trying to portray in that movie, and I think that all worked against her. So when you're looking for must-haves in the chemistry, I want a Lois I can believe in that is pushing Clark around. I want a Lois I can believe in that wouldn't back down from Lex Luthor. I want a Lois that I can believe in of being a, you know, the world's greatest reporter. I think that's not easy. And I watch, you know, Kate Bosworth's performance in Superman Returns, and like, it was that thing. I remember it was when I realized I didn't like Superman Returns, when it was like my 19th watch or whatever, and I was watching it with my ex at the time, my girlfriend at the time, and I was like, ugh, and now this and that, and look at how wooden she is here when she says this and when she picks up. I'm like, oh my God, I hate this movie. But she was a part of it. And again, I don't hate Kate Bosworth, and I've seen her in movies I do like her in. But I just didn't think she was a good Lois Lane, and I didn't think that worked in terms of her chemistry then with Brandon, or even with Clark and Superman, I should say. He did what he could in terms of the movie and the script overall, but yeah. So chemistry, you know, you have to believe that, you know, I mean, they're soulmates, and I think even beyond soulmates, right, that they're inevitable, they're kismet, right? You look at, you know, what these movies have and what these relationships are. I really hope for Superman Legacy, and I know James has talked here and there about it, but I really hope, like, we don't have to do the will they, won't they, does she know, doesn't she know. Like, I don't mind there being the, like, there's a thing going on, but they're not. No, you know what? I want them to pursue it, but I don't. You know, I don't think we've talked about that. I don't think he's talked about that yet, right? It'd be awesome if they were just married already. And I think that's too early in Superman's career, if my memory serves. I want to say he said this is the first year of Superman or something like that. I need to look that back up. But I'm stoked. Of course, you know, I was not the biggest fan of the DCEU. Obviously, I didn't hate it. I liked it more than many people. I was just happy to see my heroes on screen. But again, it was to see. You know what's a great way to describe the DCEU? It was a lot like the New 52. I was happy to see my heroes out there doing things, but they weren't the versions I wanted of those heroes. And so my hope here, you know, after all the blowback of the DCEU and James Gunn coming in, is that we're going to get, you know, a younger Superman who's more human, who's going to reflect those values, that'll have more of that Smallville in him than more of that Krypton in him. And I think that was something that, whether you love or hate it, that was one of the, you know, problems I had with Man of Steel and what I had with that version of Superman, right? Like, I do like Clark wrestling with being an alien. Like, I think that's, you know, something we can all attach to, right? Being the outsider, feeling different, you know, not worrying about acceptance. That all worked, but the way they did it in Man of Steel and set up that Clark, I didn't feel like he had real ties to Smallville. And I think part of that, of course, is like, I really hate when they try to downplay, you know, they take an older actor and they try to make him look young. Like when, you know, spoilers for Man of Steel. But when he's sitting there in that fucking KU shirt, which drove me crazy to begin with. But then he's trying to act young and then, like, you know, Jonathan's like, don't save me. And he doesn't say, it's like, really? Really? And I think that goes back to, like, again, like, these aren't the Kents that I know and love, right? This is not Jonathan and Martha Kent from Smallville, who I thought were such a strong backbone for Clark to really set up, you know, the belief of you're going to get this Superman. You're going to get somebody who can go out there and look temptation in the eye and turn the other cheek, or, you know, and be strive for humanity to be better than, and or just, you know, to be an example for humanity and all that jazz. This has been a long-winded thing. You just want to know what I think of the casting. I think the casting's good. I'm excited to see it. I can't fucking wait. You know, we'll be interested to see, alongside the writer's strike and maybe the Screen Actor Guild strike, what that does for us actually getting to see Superman Lives. But I'm sorry. Superman Legacy. You'll never get to see Superman Lives, except for that one part in that one movie that I won't mention in case you haven't seen it. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another beautiful Greg Way here on Patreon.com/kindoffunny. I have a feeling this might bring in a few new people. So remember, what happens is you get a vlog from me each and every day. Usually, they're supposed to be 5 minutes. And then, you know, if I miss one, you don't freak out and I just do longer ones later on. But I've been killing it lately, and this is a longer one than that, so I'm starting to earn some goodwill back from y'all. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, though, you can comment on the Patreon posts, patreon.com/kindoffunny and patreon.com/kindoffunnygames with your questions, comments, concerns, and things you'd like to see me answer in a future Greg Way, and maybe I will. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen. It's been my pleasure to serve you. Yes, if you didn't know, if you've come this far and you didn't catch it, this is a graphic from IGN, and I just so happen to be wearing my IGN sweatshirt today. And I told Tim, look at this. I'm ripping off what I used to do at IGN, where I just talk in front of a TV. Come get me, pear.